Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful hadith. This hadith is about the virtue of consolation. By consolation, we don't mean simply consoling another person at their loss or at the time when one of their dear people, relatives, or family members dies. We should take this here in a general sense of, consoling another person when they are in hard times, when they have incurred a loss. That loss could be, financial. It could be, related to the death of a relative. It could be anything. Imam Qadhim alayhi salam said the following to Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Asimi, one of the companions, apparently, of Imam Qadhim. He said, "O Asim, how are you at maintaining contact with each other and offering consolation to each other," meaning consoling one another. This person, he said, the best that anybody can be, he thought he was better than everyone else at doing this, it was impossible for anybody to be better at this than him. The Imam said the following, "Do any of you come to your brother's shop or his home in times of hardship, and you pull out your purse for him to take whatever he needs without disapproving of him?" Meaning, if you know your brother in faith, he's undergoing hard times, do you go to him, hand over your wallet to him and say, "Hey, you can take out whatever you want from this. Don't worry." Or, "No, you don't do that." This person said, "No, I don't do that." The Imam said, "Then you are not in a state of mutual assistance that I love." Meaning you haven't reached that state of consolation, which I approve of and that I want you to be at. And you haven't reached that peak or that ultimate form of consolation that you claim to have achieved. And as you can see, this is a very difficult state to arrive at. In one hadith, we read the following. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who has two shirts to wear should give the other to his brother to wear." And Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The best of goodness is giving consolation to one's brothers." In fact, and this is interesting, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, consoling one's brother for the sake of Allah increases one's sustenance. So that same, the person who, goes into the shop of his brother or the home of his brother, hands over his wallet to him or his purse to him and says, "Hey, you can take out whatever you want from here. I'm not going to say anything." The same person, by doing this, he's increasing his risk and increasing his sustenance, even though apparently he thinks that, he's incurring a loss here. In fact, he is. His sustenance is increasing in this way. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at consolation, the virtue of consoling one another, in the words of Imam Al-Qadhim alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد